Highway Patrol says man wanted in connection with an attempted murder in Canton is in custody after a chase through parts of Summit County. 39-year-old Julius Edwards of Canton accused of repeatedly stabbing his girlfriend at a 15th Street Southwest home Tuesday morning. The victim was taken to Altman Hospital in critical condition. Edwards later sped away from state troopers on Darrow Road in Hudson, causing a crash on Terex Road that seriously injured multiple people. He later shot at a trooper who returned fire. Edwards reportedly then crashed a stolen vehicle into a Summit Metro Parks cruiser at Saybrook Boulevard and Bunker Lane in Stowe. The officers suffered minor injuries. Can police say two people face felony charges after a woman escaped from a home where she had allegedly been held at gunpoint? Officers say the victim fled the residence in the 1400 block of Robin Court Southeast Tuesday morning and flagged down law enforcement. 43-year-old Dustin Bentley and 32-year-old Isaiah Lucius of Canton were arrested. Both are scheduled for arraignment today in municipal court. Bentley charged with abduction, having weapons under disability, and aggravated menacing. Lucius charged with abduction and obstructing official business. Canton man under arrest after police say he shot at a family member. Police say 46-year-old Brian Cricks was taken into custody after a brief vehicle pursuit Monday night. Officers say the investigation began at a home in the 100 block of Claremont Avenue Northwest where they found bullet holes and spent casings. The gun has not been found. Cricks faces charges of felonious assault, domestic violence, and failure to comply. A Rittman police officer will be laid to rest this week. Sergeant Scott Reese will be honored with a funeral Friday at Northside Christian Church in Wadsworth, with burial to follow at Rittman Cemetery. Visitation set for Thursday from 2 until 8. Reese served nearly 30 years in law enforcement and was killed Sunday night while responding to a disturbance on Chippewa Trail. 118-year-old Canton landmark set to come down to make room for a new Dairy Queen. According to the repository, Carl Werther of Stowe has purchased the former Ristorante Capaldi building at 4905 Tuscarawas Street West, across from St. Joan of Arc Church, with plans for his 8th Dairy Queen location. The building, constructed in 1908, became Ristorante Capaldi in the 1980s and was later known as Angelo's. Werther's 7th Dairy Queen on Cleveland Avenue Northwest expected to open later this summer. If the county approves the site plans, Werther will have up to 2 years to build. A Steubenville man identified as the driver in last month's fatal pedestrian crash in Columbiana County's Perry Township. Highway Patrol says 23-year-old Gage Palmer struck 35-year-old Amanda Spiegel of Salem on Route 45 June 18th. Troopers say alcohol and drugs are suspected, but no charges have been filed as an investigation continues. The man convicted in the killing of an East Liverpool man will remain in prison for life. The 7th District Court of Appeals upheld the conviction and sentence of Elvin Tisdale. He was found guilty last year of charges including aggravated murder following a jury trial in Columbiana County Common Pleas Court. Charges stem from the July 2021 shooting of Bryson Douglas in East Liverpool. A 10 to 15-year sentence was given to Tisdale's cousin Alan after he was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter. Mahoning County judge has sentenced a North Carolina man in a deadly crash. 25-year-old Robert Powell was found guilty by a Mahoning County jury in May of aggravated vehicular homicide, OVI, and improper handling of a firearm in a motor vehicle. He was given a sentence of 5 to 7.5 years in prison. The April 2025 wreck in Coitsville Township at Route 422 and Hubbard Road killed 62-year-old John Clunas of Newcastle, Pennsylvania. Washington Township trustees approved fire department equipment and vehicle expenses Monday. The board authorized just over $4,000 for ambulance repairs, more than $500 for a fire department whiteboard. Trustees also learned the department handled 59 calls in June while the township's summer paving program has been completed. A man who admitted to making threats against President Trump and federal immigration agents will spend 3 years on probation. Federal judge sentenced 47-year-old Charles Ingram of North Bloomfield to time already served. He pleaded guilty in April to threatening officials and interstate threatening communications. The FBI says Ingram posted violent messages online targeting ICE agents, political figures, and others. February search of his home found guns and ammunition. Ohio Department of Health Director Bruce Vanderhoff urging Ohioans to take extra precautions when handling fruits and vegetables to help prevent cyclopariasis, a gastrointestinal disease that sickened hundreds of people across multiple states recently, including Ohio. As of July 2nd, ODH reported 177 cases in the state, 171 occurring in June, mostly since June 20th. 28 Ohioans have been hospitalized. Cyclopariasis is not typically life-threatening and can be treated with antibiotics. Rest and plenty of fluids also important to recovery. No common source has been identified, and the investigation is ongoing.